Last Sunday, Little League around Eastern and Northern Maine had a meeting at the Holton Health Club, and I'm very happy to run into a good friend of mine who was one of the top sportscasters in the state of Maine, a Holton native, Dale Duff. Dale, I want to ask you one question. How did you happen to get interested in sports?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. First of all, Dewey, great to see you as always. You look great, sound great, and I got started back 1,000 years ago, it seems like now, when, you know, I just thought the sportscasting stuff was the greatest thing in the world. Played baseball, played a little basketball and that growing up, was never going to be great at it. So in high school, I started working with Bob Blanchett at HOU. And then one day, one night, I think it was Bangor versus Holton or whatever it was, the night I saw you at a Holton varsity basketball game. I was keeping the statistics for Bob Blanchett, and we chatted, and then I talked to some other people who would come around and say, hey, I'm interested in this business. And I remember, I know you don't, nor should you, but I remember talking to you that night, and it was it felt good to talk about what it would take to get into the business, and that's what I did. Went to Ricker College, got a communications degree, started work at Channel 2, not in sports, but just as a news reporter covering traffic accidents and paper company strikes and plane crashes. And then when Bill Green went down to Portland, he left Bangor and went to Portland. I took his job at Channel 2. I did that for about 15 years, and then we started up the All Sports Radio in Bangor 15, 16 years ago.
Dale, what is your interest in the Little League?
Well, I think it's got to be one of the craziest jobs in the world, everybody says, is I'm the president of Bangor, has two Little Leagues, Bangor East and Bangor West, and so I live on the east side of town. About 18 years ago, in fact, this is my 18th year, my youngest, who is now out of college, started playing farm league baseball. And so I went to a meeting, and tag, I was it. The next thing I know, I had an equipment bag under my rear tire so that I couldn't move my car unless I took that bag and became a coach. And that was my introduction to Little League. About 8 or 9 years ago, I took over as the president. And so every year we have a district president's meeting. It goes, the District 3 is Holton and Caribou here to the north, about as far south as the Pittsfield area, just below Bangor, about 18 leagues. It's a trying job, but if you like volunteering and like getting involved in something, it's a good thing.
When actually does the season start, Peter, or Dale, rather?
Well, I'll tell you what, our season was supposed to start yesterday. On Saturday, we didn't get it quite underway. We're going to actually start Monday. Down in the Bangor area, it's about now. I know up here in Holton, it's probably a couple of weeks away. But in essence, you play Little League games now, regular season games, until about the end of the school year, into the middle of June, and then it's All-Stars. And Little League All-Stars can go all summer long, all the way to Williamsport.
What's the best success that Maine has ever had in that Little League?
To get to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, I think there have only been three teams in the state of Maine that have ever made it to Williamsport. I think the World Series just celebrated its 65th anniversary. I think it's either 66 or 67 years now of that Little League World Series you see on TV. I think Maine has had only three teams. The last one was back in the early 2000s, a team from Westbrook went down. There was a team from the Augusta area, and then there was a team from the Portland area way back when. So it's tough to get there. Our Bangor East Little League team, just 3 or 4 years ago, we actually made it to the Bristol, Connecticut Regional Tournament 2 years in a row. And you have to win that tournament in order to get to Williamsport. And I'll tell you what, there's some good baseball played around there. It's tough. It's tough to win a regional. Then you have to win the states. Then you have to win that regional in Bristol before you can get to Williamsport.
Well, now, each team that represents is an all-star team from that league. It's not just one team from that league.
Correct. They take the best players out of the league. We'll take the best players out of Bangor East. Holton takes its best players. Brewer takes its best players. Herman takes its best players. Millinocket, the Katahdin area. And we get together and have a a district tournament play, and somebody's a winner, and we'll move on to the states.
Well, Dale, I wish we had more time because you and I could reminisce and talk about sports for at least a half an hour. But anyhow, Dale Duff, and Dale, we've got to mention, of course, a name that's very familiar with your organization is Stephen King, who owns your operation, and he's pretty active in supporting sports in the state, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and I don't see him much this time of the year. When the Red Sox are on a hot streak, it's like I don't see him too much. I think it's only when they're in struggling like they did last September that we see a lot more of him, because he's as angry as we are, I think.
Well, I agree with him in sports, but I can't agree with him politically.
I understand. I don't ever talk politics on the air. I stay clear of all of that stuff. I'll tell you, I'm just a sports guy.
Well, Dale, I must recommend that if anybody goes to the Bangor area, certainly turn in WZON, and they'll probably hear you or some of your crew on some sports broadcast.
We'll be out there somewhere doing a Bangor Brewer game. I'll tell you what, we had the most fun doing here back in February were the Holton boys and girls teams and those last-second shots. We broadcast all of the tournament games, but those two in particular, I just happened to be doing the play-by-play. So when both the Holton boys and girls chucked it up there at the end and made that shot, I called the play-by-play. That was thrilling.
Thank you very much, Dale Duff.
Thank you, Dewey. Good to see you.